Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is Wake-Up Call. I'm Pastor Steve. And this sermon is Back to Basics, Part 4. The last show was Who is the Enemy? Okay. This one is going to be Who is the Redeemer? Okay? Now, this one's going to require some study on your part. You're going to have to work on this one. So, take notes. Pay attention. It may get a little hard to understand, a little science fiction-y. This is a tough subject here. It's not taught in the mainstream Judeo-Christian churches at all. They gloss it over because it is difficult. It's a hard study. I'm going to start out in the book of John, Chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, that's John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, with a capital W. And that is speaking of Yeshua Messiah. Okay, they call him the Word. And the Word was with Elohim, That's the divine being. Okay, that would be Yahweh. And the word was Elohim. Verse 2. He was in the beginning with Elohim. All right. Here's where it gets a little bit harder. Now, I'm sure you all will agree that there is more to the universe than we understand or comprehend. It's much bigger than us. Yahweh is the creator, the entity. I'm going to speak of him as an entity. I'm not speaking in disrespect. It needs to be a little technical here. The entity, the divine being himself, they speak of him in Scripture as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? The Judeo-Christian churches try to separate that and make him a three-part entity. Oh, there's different different divine things. He's a tripart God. No. It says Yahweh is one. One being. One magnificent divine being. He's not three beings. But now here's where it gets a little science fiction-y. And if you'll bear with me, Yahweh, being all-powerful and the creator of everything, has different ways of manifesting himself. Manifestations. If Yahweh were all the way here in the dimensions that we occupy, sight, sound, hearing, touch, it would destroy us because there is sin in this world. It is imperfect, and we are imperfect. And we would be destroyed by his very presence because of our current imperfection. We could not exist on the same plane of existence if Yahweh were here in totality. All of him. Remember when Moses wanted to see him, and he said, I will show you my hinder parts. He made a manifestation, and part of him went along, and Yahweh showed the back part. Couldn't see his face because it would have killed Moses, as holy as Moses was. Couldn't have stood it. Would have been too much. Way too much. We just can't. We're not in a physical condition or spiritual condition where we can handle that much. and that makes it difficult. There are more dimensions and more things that we know that we don't know, rather, than there are the things that we know. We have a limited existence in these bodies and our minds. They're very small compared to the Creator, Yahweh. Now, Israel has sinned. We all know this. We realize that. Israel needed to be redeemed from the sin. We have been in trouble in times past, in wars, in bondage in Egypt, all kinds of stuff. And Yahweh told us who He is. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. And I appeared to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Jacob as El Shaddai. That is God Almighty. And by my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them? That's a question. See, in your King James, it says, I was not known to them. That's wrong. That's a mistranslation. It's a question. Was I not known to them? Of course, they knew his name, Yahweh. And he identifies in verse 6 of Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. Say therefore to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I shall bring you out from under the burdens of the Midianites, that's the Egyptians, and shall deliver you from their enslaving, and shall redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. That's power. Okay. Let's go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. I'm turning the page. I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. It just such a good copy. I like it. It's easy to teach out of, which is why I like it. In your loving commitment, you, this is speaking of Yahweh, led the people whom you have redeemed in your strength. You guided them to your set apart dwelling. All right. He's identified again as the Redeemer of Israel. Okay. He's the Redeemer. Yahweh is the Redeemer. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 15. I went a little too far there. This is a new book, and the pages are sort of stuck together because it's so new. They have gold edge. And this is a high-quality book. I mean, it's just really, man. I'm very impressed. I got the large print version. My eyes are getting a little old, along with the rest of me. And it uses the word ransomed here. That's redeemed, okay? Ransom and redeemed. Have the same meaning. Redeemed means to buy back. Ransom means to buy back. Okay? It says that he's the redeemer. Okay? In the King James, it says redeemed. And that's cool. That's cool. Deuteronomy 21. Let me turn the page. Verse 8. Okie dokie, Deuteronomy 21, verse 8. O Yahweh, forgive your people Israel, whom you have ransomed. Again, ransomed. Bought them back, redeemed them. Another identification of who the Redeemer, the one that ransoms Israel, is. It identifies that Yahweh is the Redeemer. Let's see, Deuteronomy 24. I'm just going to give some verses. Deuteronomy 24:18 in Deuteronomy. But you shall remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim, and that Yahweh your Elohim ransomed you from there. He redeemed them, ransomed them out of that bondage. Ransomed them. Redeemed them. All right, what did Joshua do? He ransomed or redeemed us from the penalty of the sin and the foolishness of man's written law instead of Yahweh's written law. We were under that bondage. Well, he redeemed us from out from under that bondage. That was a complicated process there. I will explain that in a little bit. 2 Samuel 7:23. That's Judges. That's 1 Samuel. I have to get there. 2 Samuel 7:23. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation on the earth, whom Elohim went to ransom for himself as a people, to make for himself a name. And to do for you greatness and awesome deeds for your land before your people whom you ransomed for yourself from Mitzrayim, from the nations and their mighty ones. Those are the false gods. All through Psalms. I mean, boy, I can hit Psalms. My mic was a little hot. Have to back it off a little bit. Psalms is loaded all the way through with the Redeemer. Let's go to Psalms 19:14. Let me turn up there. 18. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing before you, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. David says he's a redeemer. 21:23, or wait a minute, that can't be right. There is no 23 and 21. Oh my. Forget 21. I wrote down the wrong thing. 25:22. Let me turn to it. These pages are very thin, and I need to be very careful when I turn them so I don't tear the pages. Verse 22 of Psalm 25, redeem Israel, O Elohim, out of all his distresses. The Redeemer, Yahweh, the Redeemer. Okay. I skipped one. 19:14. No, I didn't. I got it. I forgot to cross it off. That's my bad. Haven't had enough coffee. I'll take care of that. Let me have a hit here. Psalm 31:5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Yahweh, El of truth. Identified as the Redeemer again. I mean, I'm not going to go and do all the Psalms. You can, if you have a Strong's Concordance, look up redeem, redeemed, and Redeemer, and you'll get all the stuff. Okay, you can look up all the verses. Do a little study. Okay, get into your Strong's, and it will give you all the stuff. Not 34. No, that's incorrect. There is no 32. Ah, here it is. 22. Verse 22 of Psalm 34. Yahweh redeems the lives of his servants, and none of those taking refuge in him are guilty. Psalm 78, 33. Then I'm going to get into some other stuff. One more reference. I mean, there it's just all through Scripture. All through. I could spend all day just reading all the verses on redemption. It would take up the whole show, and I would miss my point. I need to read enough of these so that you get the gist of it. Psalm 78. I wrote down the wrong verse again. My Strong's has very small print. Here it is. It's 35. 78:35. And they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the Most High El, that's El Elyon, and the Most High El, their Redeemer. And that'll end my scriptures on the Redeemer. Who is the Redeemer? It tells you that Yahweh is the Redeemer. Okay, now we're going to get into some of the complicated stuff. Yahweh had laws on divorce and remarriage. Okay. They were universal laws that he laid down that if a woman is set aside, if she is divorced, she cannot remarry until her husband dies. That's his law. Israel was the bride of Yahweh, his wife. Israel, as a female entity, was married to Yahweh. That was a covenant. Through that covenant, Israel was set aside, was put away because of sin. Okay. Yahweh is Yahshua as a manifestation. This is going to sound a little science fiction-y. I'm going to try to make it clear. He manifested himself in the flesh of a man. Because he didn't want to just let Israel be destroyed. He wanted to blot out the sin of Israel and remarry Israel. Well, according to his law, he couldn't do that. There had to be the death of the husband. All right, now who was Yahshua? In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 9, or verse 8, Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and it is enough for me. Verse 9, Yeshua said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say, show us the Father? Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak for myself, but the Father who stays in me does his works. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the work, the works themselves. Yeshua was a manifestation on this planet, this realm of existence that we are currently in, you know. Because the Father could not come here in his entirety, or would have destroyed this plane of existence because sin exists here. And it would have totally wiped out and destroyed all life on the planet. That much goodness would wipe out everything that had sin in it, which would be most of the stuff. I mean, we're not dealing with some little downsized God. I know the churches, they want to make Yahweh manageable. And they want to make him easy to understand. Brothers and sisters, Yahweh's not manageable. Yahweh is not easy to comprehend in his totality. We're too small. We're too insignificant. And we have sin in our lives. All of us do. And that renders us partially blind to the Yahweh concept. Well, we can understand some of it, but believe me, when we are translated into our new bodies, those of us that are of the remnant, that have accepted the contract of redemption through Yeshua Messiah, will be able to conceive and understand so much more, because we won't have these physical primitive brains that we're trapped in, that can only process so much. We are on a limited existence right now. We just are. I mean, we repeat the same mistakes over and over and over. We're always going to war. We're always being led astray by the children of the adversary. Same thing over and over and over. Do we learn? No. No. We just keep on keeping on. I mean, duh. Well, he's a redeemer and he wanted to redeem us, instead of destroy all of us. He was going to wipe us out back in Moses' day, and Moses pleaded, please, please don't wipe all of them out. And he says, I will take you and make a great nation. He says, oh, Father, please, please, don't destroy all of Israel. And Yahweh loved Moshe, and he listened. And he turned away from his wrath. Well, Yahshua is real plain here. He who has seen me has seen the Father. The part of the Father that we're allowed to see was here in a flesh body. Now, why a flesh body? Well, the aforementioned divorce and setting aside of Israel. Because of Israel's apostasy and sin and all of that. Yahweh couldn't remarry Israel unless there was the death of the husband. Well, he was the husband. He was the husband, the Ishi of Israel. They were married to him by a covenant. Well, Yahweh can't die. But he could manifest himself in the body of a man. Had that child born, he was the father. Joseph was not Yeshua's father. Yahweh was. He said to Miriam, "You're pregnant," and she was pregnant. Boom, you know. If he can create the entire universe with all of its laws, laws of physics, and all this other stuff, he certainly can make one Adamite woman pregnant if he wants to. Let's not try to limit Yahweh and downsize him like the churches love to do. "Well, I can't see how that was done." Well, no kidding, you can't see how that was done, because you're a man and he's the Almighty Creator. You're not on that level. None of us are. We can't understand that process. That's so far beyond our scope. Come on. Because we can't comprehend it doesn't mean it isn't so. Quit trying to downsize Yahweh to your level. I gave up on that a long time ago. I mean, whoa. He is so vast and so awesome that we just have to accept and obey. And there are those that are rebelled. "Oh, I don't believe in all of that crap, and I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do what I want." Well, okay, do what you want. That's your life, it's your eternal life that you're putting at risk. Do what you want. Don't believe. Look. I can't make you. I can't make you or anybody else do anything. Come on, get off that train. I'm explaining things here as best I can, especially for the newbies. I'm trying to make it understandable. But there are certain areas with as much knowledge as I've got, and I've got quite a bit. He has put the knowledge in me. I can't comprehended either, because I also am just a man, and there's a lot of stuff that's way, way, way over my head. Just, you know, it's a God thing, okay? And I'm not a God. It's Yahweh's thing. He's in charge. He's got it in hand. He does his thing. We don't have to understand. We don't have to approve. He doesn't consult with us. He's Almighty God, and we're not. And in our arrogance, some of us think that we're entitled to a complete explanation, and we're not entitled to that either. You know, that's just straight ego. You know, he doesn't owe us any of that. But there's a lot of people think he does, and they do your own thing, because you can't understand it. That's not my problem, and that's not Yahweh's problem. That's a lack in you, because you're just a man too. You know, and I don't try to bulldoze my way through it. I just accept, look, this is a Yahweh thing. There are things that he does, and they're way, way, way over my little head. That's just how it is, man. You know, it's a divine being concept, and I'm in an earthly body that's mortal. I'm not even in my eternal body that I'll have later. Maybe I'll be able to do a better job of understanding when I'm in that, but the limited vessel that I am in right now is not capable of handling all of this input. You know, it's like the difference between one of these Cray supercomputers and a Commodore 64. If any of you remember way back when, the little old primitive little tiny toys, when the PCs first started coming out, before Microsoft and the regular computers, these were little things. You used to buy them at Toys R Us. That's where we're at. We're on the Toys R Us level. And we have limited RAM, folks. That's the way it is. We just our random access memory is mighty small at this point. So our processor is very primitive. we're not on that level. So deal with it. I do every day. I shake my head and just go on. But it says all through Scripture who the Redeemer is. So he manifested himself in the body of Yeshua Messiah. Okay, for the express purpose of that body being a form of him, it was a manifestation, that body could suffer death. Now, it didn't have to stay dead, but it had to suffer death in order to complete the qualifications under his universal law about a woman's not allowed to remarry unless her husband dies. Now, people today play fast and loose with that, because their emotions get involved and they get all warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely about somebody, and they're divorced, and then they want to hook up, they want to get together, or they're not even divorced. They're just separated, and they go off and they want to have a relationship. Well, that relationship, under Yahweh's laws, I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but it's illicit. You can't do that. But people do it. They do what they can't do, according to his laws, all the time. That's one of the reasons we're in such trouble, because of our willfulness and the lust of the flesh. We want companionship. We get lonely. We find somebody we're compatible with. And we don't have the self-control and the will to obey Yahweh's laws. We want to obey the emotions that we are feeling. And I can understand that. I it's not for me to judge. The Word gives the rules. They're in the Scriptures plainly. And if people don't want to obey them, well, it's like everything else. They want to obey part of the law, but they don't want to obey all of what Yeshua said. He says, not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail until heaven and earth pass away. It hasn't passed away. So I am not responsible for the willfulness of other people. I have enough trouble with the guy in the mirror. I have to keep myself straight. And I can quote the rules, and that's fine. I'm not going to try to beat somebody over the head with them or lose a friendship or destroy a relationship. That's not what I'm about. But the law is the law. It's in writing. Take it or leave it. That's not on me. I am not responsible for other people's behaviors. I'm barely responsible for mine. I have to keep on myself. Saint Paul said, I die to sin daily. I die daily. Well, that's me. That's me. I do the same thing. I have the same urges. Oh, but you're a preacher. So what? I'm still a man, and I have the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, just like everybody else. And I have to deal with that. Well, that's the deal that Yahweh did with Yahshua to redeem us from our failings. Otherwise, we would be condemned with the tares to go into the lake of fire. And it's a constant struggle against the sin that's in this world that we live in every day. It's a battle every day in the wiles of the devil, and he tries to destroy the remnant and lead us off down the garden path into the evil garden. And we fight every day. It's an ongoing battle. The war in heaven never ended. It's going on right here, right now, and will until the very end of it. When Yeshua comes back, and he's going to put the kibosh on the old devil. Well, he's not here yet, so we have to do the best we can in these flesh bodies and try to stay as straight as we can. You know, it's an ongoing effort every day. Every day. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I know it's not easy for me, so why would it be easy for anybody else? And I can't spend all my time pointing fingers at people. Oh, you did this or you did that. Man, I need to worry about what I'm doing. I mean, I'll read the book, and you take it or leave it. Well, I'm in the same boat. And it eats on me. It just beats me up all the time. Hey, you know, I'm in one of these flesh temples just like you. And I have to fight it every day because it's weak. It's weak. But you're getting a pretty good concept of who the Redeemer is. Well, this act of redemption, through the manifestation that was known as Yahshua, the Anointed, the Messiah, Moshiach, the Anointed, was necessary for that body to suffer a death. Now, if he would just have been murdered by the Babylonian Talmudists who killed him, and he stayed dead. That would be the end of, we would have no hope. No hope at all. What's that redeem? Redeem means to get back or buy back something that was once yours. You can't redeem something that was never yours. It has to be yours in the first place. Well, Israel, real Israel, was Yahweh's inheritance. And he wanted to redeem it, to get it back in the fold. And it had to be done in a certain manner. And the death of Yahshua was necessary. He stayed in the sepulcher. The body was in there. 3 days, and on the third day, his spirit, the Holy Spirit from Yahweh, re-inhabited that body to complete this act of redemption. You understand? That body couldn't stay dead and us redeemed. We wouldn't be redeemed. That body had to be reanimated and re-inhabited by the Spirit of Yahweh. And Yahshua, when he rose, was the first fruits of the resurrection, and the resurrection is the redemption of Israel. The price of our redemption was paid by the death of that divine body of that being that was a manifestation of Yahweh on this planet in a flesh body. That's hard to understand how that body that was dead for 3 days, and it was dead, it had to suffer that death and then be reanimated and reconstituted into its totally divine form to rise again. What is going to happen when Yahshua Messiah returns? Those of us that are in the remnant that have been called out by the Father to this redemption will have these bodies that we inhabit right now, which age, they have pain, your teeth fall out, your eyes grow dim, you can't see well, you lose a little hearing, you're a crotchety old man. They will be transformed in the blink of an eye, as it says in Scripture, into the divine bodies like we had before Adam sinned. Goes all the way back to Adam. When Adam sinned, he lost that divine spark, was taken away from him, and death entered the world. Because Satan, the adversary I spoke of last week, hates the seed of Adam so badly because it's Yahweh's creation, the children of Yahweh. And he hates us because we were given dominion over this domain and he wanted that, and that's where that enmity comes from. Well, this Redeemer, Yahweh in the flesh, Yahweh is the Redeemer. Yahshua is Yahweh in a flesh body. He is a manifestation of the Father. And that's why that body was able to rise on the third day, and we, children of the promise, received our redemption from the Redeemer on that day. If we are in the covenant when Yahweh calls us out. Now there are some that have rejected that. None comes to the Father unless he calls him. And none comes to the Father except through Yahshua. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Yahshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, he was the Father in the flesh. And I'm just about out of time here, folks. I hope I have given you some insight today on who the Redeemer truly is. It's Yahshua, who is Yahweh in the flesh body, that died to complete that section of the law and then rose again and brought us into rising again when it's our time. We are redeemed if we are of the remnant. We will not be numbered among the tares and thrown into the lake of fire. That's the promise. And I am so happy that I'm aware and awake and part of that promise. Well, that's just about it. I'm coming down to the end of the show. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you, and I'll catch you next wake-up call here. That will be part 5 coming up. I don't know exactly the topic. I have some outlines. But I have to get all my ducks in a row to do these shows. This one today was a little complicated. I hope I have explained it sufficiently. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will catch all of you later. And praise Yahweh. Let me play the outro music here.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.